Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. And now, play ball. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston takes first base on ball four. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Redus. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boston strikes out. 1 out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Redus steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Redus moves to third. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Redus tags and scores. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk strikes out. 1 out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Redus strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gedman hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a line drive into right field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Walker strikes out. 1 out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs strikes out. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Rice strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. There goes Buckner. The throw from Hassie to second, and Buckner is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Redus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-3 in the game. Burks bunts towards the mound. Dotson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Ray Searage now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Gedman moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hassie hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Darryl Boston now playing left field. Ken Williams now playing center field. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.